The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Matty on 6 till 9 weekdays.
Leaving the New York Red Bulls, going to Shanghai Shenhu. Is that how you pronounce it?
Probably not.
Yeah, rejected offers from the UK, Qatar, UAE and Spain. And he's an absolute legend and a great friend of the Grill Team. Timmy Cahill, last time we spoke to you was in New York. How are you now, mate?
No, fantastic. Really well. I'm back in New York now as well.
Oh, wow. Mate, you're making us jealous.
How good was the Asia Cup?
No, it was amazing, mate. It's amazing for sport in Australia in general, but also just the growth of the game. To win a trophy for my country is a special moment in my career.
Hey, Timmy, unbelievable, mate. You're mid-30s, where most sports stars are really starting to wind down, but we spoke to Ange the other day, Ange Postecoglou, your coach there, and he said he'll take you over anyone one-on-one in the box. What's the secret to your longevity, brother?
No, like, you know, when I chose to leave the Premier League at 32, a lot of people thought I was crazy, but it was, you know, for body management, still playing a good league. And, you know, we do watch the minutes on the pitch, whether it's on the training pitch, and the training regime, the diet, nothing's really changed on a professional level. And, you know, you want to keep the best shape you can for as long as possible, because when you're an athlete, there's no better feeling than creating moments like I did the other week for Australia.
Timmy, there was a lot hoping and begging that maybe there was a chance that you could be coming back to the A-League. Obviously, the Chinese offer was too good to knock back. Still hope that we might see you one day back in the A-League, but brother?
No, I think, you know, I'm very positive with the A-League, and definitely maybe there could be a possibility, but, you know, that it's something that, you know, it wasn't just the China offer. I had a lot on the table that was for a lot of money. And, you know, I know people are speculating certain figures here and there. But, you know, if I wanted money, I could have went to China 4 years ago instead of going to New York and finished my career and lived happily ever after. But I'm someone that sees a vision of the market between China and Australia, the growth of football. And after watching that game with 50 million people watching the game against China, you know, I can't wait to go there, embrace the culture, the league, and do something different that no one else has really done properly.
Yeah, I bet your family can't wait either. Mm.
No, definitely. You know, I've got four kids, and, you know, we're definitely going to, you know, try and embrace the culture and even try a little bit of the language. But overall, I'm Australian. You know, we can live anywhere when you play sport. We're easygoing people, and I just don't understand, like, you know, how there can be anything negative when I'm 35 years old and still chasing my dream.
But Tommy, Timmy, you're the second most talented person in your family. I mean, the most talented bloke is your little fella who we met in New York City, of course, who was, you know, he doing a bit on Broadway. He made it one of the New York Red Bulls games. They got him to sing the national anthem. How does he feel about the move?
No, he's buzzing because, you know, we've got our family home that we built here, you know, only 20 miles from the city, and this is definitely one of our bases. We've been fortunate enough to you know, the kids are homeschooled, so they've got their school teacher with them if we go to China, and obviously, you know, the first thought's always the children, yeah, and there's a lot of opportunities in Asia for him, but he's definitely going to be working out of New York as well, so you know, I think the kids are just excited for the fact that Daddy's trying a new continent. But this will be the fourth continent that I'd play on in my career.
Wow. Yeah, it's very cool, mate, what you're doing. There's no doubt about it. And New Balance, mate, are a big part of that as well.
Good kicks there, mate.
No, it's massive, mate. You know, we did a global launch between here, Australia, and I'm in New York City, Fifth Avenue right now with the UK. So, you know, you've got players like Vincent Kompany, Nasri, Fellaini, Aaron Ramsey, and four of the biggest clubs in the world with Liverpool, Sevilla, Stoke, and FC Porto. So it's great to be part of this, but, you know, it's being part of a project, making sure that I'm doing well on and off the park, but New Balance are definitely taking football to a different level with this launch today.
Timmy, Matty quickly mentioned Ange Postecoglou a minute ago, and you mentioned vision. Them two together, Ange Postecoglou and Vision, sees us going in the right direction.
No, most definitely. He's the best thing that's ever happened to Australian soccer, in my opinion. And 14 months ago, a lot of people, you know, weren't of the same opinion. But at the end of the day, I've been around the block more than once as a footballer. And I said it time and time again, for someone to love football more than me, and especially the Socceroos as a team, is pretty unique, and that's the reason why we won the Asia Cup, because he sees the growth of football in Australia and he believes in the players. So, you know, when he was playing the A-League team and trying out 40, 50 players, he picked 23 players that won us that tournament. And still, if we had to play tomorrow and 4 days later, we'd still be able to go again, because he built a team of machines that were ready for that tournament.
Hey, Timmy, just talk about the future of the Socceroos. Now, the last World Cup in Rio, we had our moments, you know, but everyone was sort of saying, okay, I think we're past just having our moments, Timmy. I think you'll agree on that. And we've taken that next step now. We've won the Asian Cup. What should be our realistic ambition for Russia?
The reality now is, you know, we've got the Confeds Cup and you've got Russia coming up. Is qualifying as quick as possible and really being as ruthless as we were in this Asia Cup. I agree with that you can't just go up to make the numbers, but I think the progression about it is when we played every game in that Asia Cup, we knew that we deserved to win and why we won and the intent to go and win the game even when we were 4-0 up and the 92nd minute. So taking that mindset forward and building ourselves now on a European level and playing against some of the top teams in the world, now we'll go and face Germany in our next game and so on and so on, and really try and attack it, because finally we've had a really massive success in soccer, and you're right, the only way you can do that now is by producing on a world level, but that can only be done with actions.
Yeah. The young blokes in the side, these really good young players, Timmy, are they ready to take that next step mentally to walk onto field against Germany or in Italy and believe that they'll beat them?
I feel after a victory in this Asia Cup that we've had with being champions of Asia, it definitely has helped. You know, now it's about applying that onto the European and international stage to take themselves to the next level. Personally, I feel they're ready, because, you know, when people thought they weren't ready 6 months ago for an Asia Cup, it was only a matter of time before they would produce. And now it's the proof's going to be in the pudding. But if you ask me, will there be progression and will they definitely be a force in the future? I feel they will be, because they're young and they've got a great appetite, and the manager really doesn't settle for anything less than 100%.
Timmy, always fantastic to talk to you. Congratulations once again, and congratulations on your big move to China. Hey, and no, thanks for joining the grill team from New York, brother.
Konnichiwa.
Guys. Thank you so much.
Konnichiwa in Japanese, mate.
Do we know goodbye in Chinese? Yeah.
What's goodbye in Chinese?
Oh, my God, that's class. You can tell me on Saturday when I'm back in Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
MG, that's Japanese. Aloha, Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, take care.
Mahalo. Ciao, Bella.
See you later, guys.
See you, Tim. Bye. I'm the Triple M Grill Team.
The Grill Team. Gus. MG. And Maddie Johns. Triple M Breakfast.